should moms, you know, if their kids are with them, get a free pass on returning shopping carts? One psychiatrist thinks so. She's getting some blowback for it. Here's what she says.
I'm not returning my shopping cart, and you can judge me all you want. I'm not getting my groceries into my car, getting my children into the car, and then leaving them in the car to go return the cart. So if you're going to give me a dirty look, off.
And that's a psychiatrist?
Yeah, you know, sometimes the crazies do it.
Wow.
They're like, I want to fix me, and I'll try to fix others. No, I don't know. Should moms... And obviously she's saying when the kids are, not because you're a mom, the kids are with you.
Mm-hmm.
You get the kids in the car, maybe you're grocery shopping, you're like.
So this includes dads then too, if they're
would.
With the kids.
Yeah, it
would,
for
but
sure.
In this scenario, we'll just keep with the moms. But yeah, it would be dads too, mm-hmm. if you have kids. But she was saying, should moms not have to return the shopping cart? She's saying, no, I don't want to.
And
I don't
she's not gonna.
Not going to. And if you judge her, you can go to, you know where. Nancy, what do you think?
Hi, AML here. So I thought this would be a great time to share something super quick. I'm going to say we shouldn't be so quick to judge. I was in a Food Lion parking lot one time, and I was sitting, you know, I got done. I was in my car, you know, I look at your phone really quick. And the lady next to me, I saw her put her groceries in. She went to return her shopping cart. Within a second, some guy opened up the passenger side where I was on. He reached in and grabbed something. He took off running. And, of course, she chased him.
Oh, my gosh.
She tried to stop him. And he literally dragged her through the parking lot. It was so scary. So, of course, I jump out. He had grabbed her purse. But you know what? What if it was a child in that car? Because he got away.
Uh-huh.
So I just think we shouldn't be so quick to judge, because this was a Food Lion parking lot right here in the area. So I'm just saying, you know, if you don't have somebody with you, I mean, I'm sure you could lock the car, but I mean, yeah. I don't even know if she did, because he was right there. He was watching her. And
right.
He was on my side of the car. And at first, I didn't realize they weren't together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happened quick. But I'm just saying, maybe not be so quick to judge, because there's some crazy people out here and we all need to be careful.
I agree, Nancy. Now, Nancy, how long have you been doing voices for Disney?
When you said her name was Nancy, I was like expecting not that.
You definitely have like a Disney voice. This is a compliment. Like I guess hear you doing like animated voiceovers.
Nancy doesn't fit the voice.
I love it. Okay.
Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't, but thank you.
It's good. You could like make a lot of money
I
doing
think you
that.
You and Katie can team up and do some Disney films.
I'm just not sweet enough to be a Disney princess.
You'd be there's not. Always
you're
a villain.
Faking it.
That's true.
You're faking it.
But I don't think the villains
Katie,
sound
me neither.
Like this.
Yeah.
Well, Katie, we can fake it, because me neither.
There will be a script.
There will be.
All right, Nancy, thank you. That is scary.
It's a great point, though.
Yeah.
It is, because we just put our own narratives, and I am guilty as hell of doing it. I put my own narrative all the time, because I see it. I see people not returning their carts,
so,
and immediately
wait, you're
I'm
guilty
like,
of
jerk.
Judging, or do you not put the cart back?
No, I'm guilty of judging.
So you always put the cart back?
I do, but this is my trick. And every single time I have left a Target, I have left a grocery store when my kids were little, like in the carrier. And then, you know, they're only 15 months apart. So they were little together for a long time. In the carrier or sitting in the front of the cart, I park beside the cart return.
Bad idea.
Well, that's where I park.
Bad idea.
I used to practice when my kids were babies going to Target to go out in public.
Right.
Because, you know, you get nervous, like they're going to have a meltdown or a screaming fit or a blowout or whatever.
Right, it's a hassle.
I would practice going out to Target, and I always parked beside the car.
Terrible
return.
Idea. I know women don't care, but that's the car that's parked by the cart
rack.
Return?
Return
is the car that gets dented the most, because the carts, people push them in and they fly out or they come out. There's more problems with that of scratches and dents on your car.
I'm more concerned about getting my children and my goods into the car safely, quickly, and effectively than a damn dent in my car.
Same.
I
park right in front of the store.
We know.
Anyway.
Yes.
And then you tell your car to come pick you up when you're done.
I do. There's a summon button on my app. It's a summon, and it comes to me.
Yeah. Honest to God,
You've always returned your cars?
100% of the time.
What about the time you're
I can look at you in my... I parked in a veteran parking spot. That's what you're bringing up?
I was going to say, what about the time you parked in a veteran's parking
spot?
That
one, yes.
Oh, my God.
On Memorial
I would
Day.
Judge you more for... Oh, my God.
Was it?
I think it was.
That was it?
I'm pretty sure it was.
It was. I'm pretty sure.
Okay,
Or Veterans Day,
Guilty as charged.
One of the two.
I'm honoring the veterans. I'm going to park in
that
spot.
I would judge you.
Guilty as charged, but I always put that cart back, because I get so mad.
I would assume that, Jerry.
Yeah, we know based on what you... Yeah, litter bug.
I would never park in a veteran spot. I love this country too much.
Hey, we're different. We are different, aren't we?
I do most of the time, but there's been times where I'm like, Nah.
I even will walk it back if I'm by myself and I'm not near a cart return, because then I'll park wherever if I don't have the kids.
Yeah.
But if I'm not near the cart, which is always such a pain, but I will walk it back in and I think to myself, my ice cream's melting in my car.
Yeah, but I've always felt that kind of weird when you do have your kids in the car, especially as a single dad or just shopping by myself.
Yeah.
Obviously with the kids, and I'm just like, small kids. I mean, it's even Eli, you know.
They're fine, right.
But Ezra, I'm like.
I know.
No, it's like 20 feet away, like. Daddy, you know.
And you hear it happens in 1 second where something could happen.
I always strap them in first.
I don't always put my
car
back.
Yeah.
But I make an effort to make sure it's out of the way. Either I put it up on the mulch where the tree is, or if I'm close enough to the store, I put it by the building. Or if this cart rack is way too far, I put it where you still can get in the spot. It's just the cart.
Oh, yeah. I don't leave it in like the spot. I put it in the mulch.
In the mulch.
Yeah.
Which is kind of messed up.
Yeah, that's where I'm judging.
Well, not really. Why is that messed up? The guy comes out and he just pulls the car right there. It's not going to run into any cars or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just, I've done it. I mean,
I do it all the time.
Because we know that's not how it's supposed to go.
And I'm surprised by you, because you're a little OCD and, you know, busybody, that you don't put it back.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not judging you, but it's.
Jason? Yeah. I thought you were talking to me for a second. I was like, I just told you I do.
Yeah, Jason, because.
But I always do something. I always either I run it back to the building, I put it in the mulch thing, or I put it away, or if it's not too far, I put it in the rack. Mm-hmm. I don't just leave it in the spot.
Matt, you've always put it back?
Yeah. I do what Katie does. I'll always park next to or like a spot or two away. If I'm more than three spots away and my son's with me, I'll take him with me to return the cart and then carry him back to the car.
Yep.
Well, that's surprising.
Why?
Why? Because I know you.
You don't think I would return a cart?
I don't think he's lazy.
I think everyone has their laziness.
I don't think that is that falls in the laziness category for Matt.
Yeah. Huh?
No.
I don't think, I'm not saying, but I'm like, you know, when he was 350 pounds, you're tired. Sometimes you might just say,
It's still the right thing to do.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Yeah.
I think it matches Matt's brand.
I'll be lazy, like, not want to do other things, but if I'm making the effort to go shopping, the cart's going back.
It's so interesting.
Like, he's not wearing a shirt at home.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm picturing. Yeah, no shirt on.
I'd return a cart shirtless if I had to.
That's fine.
It's so interesting that we're referring to not putting the cart back as lazy, because for me, it's not about lazy. It's, I don't have time for that. I got to go. I got other things to do.
Yeah, because you think you're more important than everybody else and everybody else's time.
Yeah.
I do it out of laziness. I don't do it because I think I'm more important.
You're out of laziness. Jason, because he thinks he's more important than everybody.
Where's my cart at? Why do you do that? You just talked about this.
Well, you're causing the guy who's getting the carts to do more work.
Yeah.
So you're saying that your time is more valuable than his.
No, what I'm causing is I'm causing them to actually have to have more people to do it for more jobs. At Aldi, you have to put the cart. The carts go back to get your quarterback, which I still won't. I'll just leave the quarter.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? I'm creating more jobs.
Because money means nothing to you.
Every manager of every store Jason shops at is like, we're going to have to hire one extra person because he shops here.
That's
now.
That's a lot.
That's not happening.
Not for one second do I believe you.
If they can't get the carts in stores in general, if the carts were always put back on our own all the time at the store, there would be one less employee or maybe two.
That's nobody's only job.
No.
Well, usually I try to find.
They usually get like the low man to just go get the cart.
Have you ever seen Costco or Sam's? They have to have the machines. I think it's their only job at Costco and Sam's.
Well, maybe. Those are different than regular grocery
multiple
stores.
Multiple people the whole day getting carts.
Of course, because it's a different warehouse.
But eventually what's going to end up happening is going to be robots and AI, and it's just going to send the cart back, and we're not going to have those jobs.
Okay.